is Northwest Public Radio with StoryCorps Northwest. I'm Sue Ann Ramella. Friday is Holocaust Remembrance Day, the 27th of January. During World War II, Sweden offered asylum to more than 8,000 Danish Jews. Kirsten Ringdahl, born in Sweden in 1935, tells her friend Fran Lane Rasmus about her own family's experience taking in a Jewish refugee in today's StoryCorps.
Do you recall anything about the war years?
I was quite young, but I remember my mother said, "You have to come with me. We're going to go out on the street." The streets were just filled with people. What it was that the Danish Jewish people were sent over by the Danes to Sweden. And I lived in a coastal town, so my hometown was one of them. And they were sent over there because the Nazis had said the day before that they were going to round up all the Jews in Denmark. So the people sent them over to Sweden. So when they tried to round them up, there was no Jews left in Denmark. Mm-hmm. And another thing I remember, too, is that Count Bernadotte, who was a relation to the king, he worked for the Red Cross, and he went down to Germany and interviewed Himmler. And he told Himmler, he said, that if you send the people in the concentration camps to Sweden, we'll take them. So there was huge white buses with a Red Cross on them that went down to Germany and filled them with people from the concentration camps. They closed all the schools, and all these refugees from the concentration camps were housed at the schools. There were no men, no children, no older people. They were all young women who were all shaved and all, of course, had numbers on them. And they had to be quarantined for quite a long time because they had serious illnesses from the concentration camps. And then once they were released, many families in Sweden took in someone from the concentration camp. And we had a woman from Romania who was, her name was Margaret. And she lived with us for quite a long time. And she then married another Jewish man who was from Germany, who had fled just before the war started. And one funny story about her, she didn't know any Swedish at all. And we went to a Lucia, which is a Swedish celebration just before Christmas, where everyone is dressed up in white and singing these Christmas songs. So my dad, and there's a song, the Santa Lucia, and then it goes on from there. But then my dad said, "Fleas are biting." So this poor girl, she was singing out loud, "Santa Lucia, the fleas are biting." And we were all mortified because we didn't realize she would remember it. But she became a lifelong friend, and she's now dead. But every time I'd go to Sweden, I would just visit with her and her husband. And she was just a really wonderful person.
That was Kirsten Ringdahl telling her friend Fran Lane Rasmus about her experience growing up in Sweden during World War II. You can hear the story and other StoryCorps Northwest excerpts on our website, nwpr.org. Special thanks to Multiplication.com and China Berry Hill, an urban luxury B&B experience in Tacoma.